Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. I have appreciated so much your notes, your messages to me. They've been a great delight to me, and I want to thank you for them, and I want to thank you for all your kindness in so many ways to me. The first reading today is taken from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 28, verses 1 to 17. In the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah, king of Judah, in the fifth month of the fourth year, the prophet Hananiah, son of Azur from Gibeon, said to me in the house of the Lord, in the presence of the priests and all the people, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, I will break the yoke of the king of Babylon. Within 2 years I will restore to this place all the vessels of the temple of the Lord, which Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, took away from this place to Babylon. And I will bring back to this place Jeconiah, son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, and all the exiles of Judah who went to Babylon, says the Lord, for I will break the yoke of the king of Babylon." The prophet Jeremiah answered the prophet Hananiah in the presence of the priests and all the people assembled in the house of the Lord and said, "Amen. Thus may the Lord do. May he fulfill the things you have prophesied by bringing the vessels of the house of the Lord and all the exiles back from Babylon to this place. But now, listen to what I am about to state in your hearing and the hearing of all the people. From of old, the prophets who were before you and me prophesied war, woe, and pestilence against many lands and mighty kingdoms. But the prophet who prophesies peace is recognized as truly sent by God only when his prophetic prediction is fulfilled." Thereupon, the prophet Hananiah took the yoke from the neck of the prophet Jeremiah and broke it and said in the presence of all the people, "Thus says the Lord, even so, within 2 years I will break the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, from off the neck of all the nations." At that, the prophet Jeremiah went away. Sometime after the prophet Hananiah had broken the yoke from off the neck of the prophet Jeremiah, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, "Go tell Hananiah this. Thus says the Lord, by breaking a wooden yoke, you forge an iron yoke. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, a yoke of iron I will place on the necks of all these nations serving Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and they shall serve him, even the beasts of the field I give him." And to the prophet Hananiah, the prophet Jeremiah said, "Hear this, Hananiah, the Lord has not sent you, for you have raised false confidence in this people. For thus says the Lord, I will dispatch you from the face of the earth. This very year you shall die, because you have preached rebellion against the Lord." That same year, in the seventh month, Hananiah the prophet died. My goodness, from this reading, it's really quite a story. And brothers and sisters, I want to point out to you that the prophet Jeremiah and the prophet Hananiah, in the presence of the priests and all of the people assembled, remember, in the house of the Lord, and said, "Amen, thus may the Lord do. May he fulfill the things you have prophesied." And then Jeremiah says, "But now, listen to what I am about to state in your hearing and the hearing of all the people. The prophets who were before you and me prophesied war, woe, and pestilence. But the prophet who prophesies peace is recognized as truly sent by the Lord only when his prophetic prediction is fulfilled. Brothers and sisters, it's so easy for us to anticipate, oh, the Lord must have meant this, the Lord must have thought this, I could do a better job here, I could do this, I could tell people this. No, listen to what the Lord says and wait on the Lord. If you're given that call, wait on the Lord until you know what he wants of you. Because he took the yoke off. He took the yoke of the prophet Zechariah. He took it off. Brothers and sisters, we have to be so careful. We have to be so careful when people tell us, oh, I think the Lord wants us to do this, or I think the Lord wants us to do that. We need to be a people who really listen and wait and be silent until the Lord tells us where and when he wants us to say it. Please, brothers and sisters, please wait upon the Lord. Here in the responsorial psalm, it tells us, Lord, teach me your statutes. Remove from me the way of falsehood. Favor me with your law. Teach me your statutes. Do you really want to follow the commandments of the Lord? Are you really willing to do what he asks you to do? Listen to him. Listen to the priest in your parish. Listen carefully. Listen carefully. Take it to heart. Teach me, Lord, your statutes. Teach me your way. Let my heart be perfect in your statutes. Sinners wait to destroy me, but I pay heed to your decrees. Even if you're in a difficult circumstance, I will pay heed to what you want, O Lord. For your ordinances I turn not away. You have instructed me. And that's what we want. That's the attitude that the Lord wants us to have. Really listening, not just making snap decisions on our own of what's right or wrong, but really listening to the Lord and waiting upon the Lord. And the gospel is from Matthew 14, verses 22 to 36. Jesus made the disciples get into a boat and precede him to the other side of the sea while he dismissed the crowds. After doing so, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. And when it was evening, he was there alone. Meanwhile, the boat, already a few miles offshore, was being tossed about by the waves, for the wind was against it. And during the fourth watch of the night, which is like between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m., you're not really awake then. You're pretty groggy. But during the fourth watch of the night, he came toward them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified. It's a ghost, they said. They cried out in fear. And at once Jesus spoke to them, take courage. It is I. Do not be afraid. Peter said to him in reply, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. And he said, come. Peter got out of the water and out of the boat, and he began to walk on the water toward Jesus. But when he saw how strong the wind was, he became frightened. And beginning to speak, he cried out, Lord, save me. Immediately, Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, O you of little faith, why did you doubt? Well, we would have doubted, wouldn't we? But it's our faith in Christ. It's our faith in him, to believe him, to hold on to him. We don't necessarily hear his voice, but he's present with us right now. Right at this moment, he is present, he is here, and he loves us. And after they got into the boat, the wind died down, and those who were in the boat did him homage, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." After making the crossing, they came to land at Gennesaret. When the men of that place recognized him, they sent word to all the surrounding country. People brought to him all those who were sick and begged him that they might touch only the tassel on his cloak. And as many as touched him were healed. There is a time in this world when Jesus came and we saw him in the flesh and he cared for us and tried to draw us closer to himself. But so often today we read his word, we say, "Oh, yeah." But how much time do you spend with the Lord? While you can't see him yet, with your eyes, he is here. He is right here with us. Stay quietly before him. Give him time every day to spend time with him, not just to say your prayers, but to really pray, to ask the Lord to increase your faith and your confidence in him and your trust in his love. That's what God wants of us. But we so put his appearances in the past that we think, well, there's so many other things we need to do and so many things that the world wants us to attend to. And there are things and responsibilities we do have. But every day there needs to be time with the Lord. Time when we read his word. Time when we ponder his word. Time when we apply his word to our daily life. What is God saying to us? What does God want of us now? Somewhere in the first reading, somewhere in the Psalms, somewhere in the Gospel, the Lord will be speaking to us personally. Hear him, listen, and then do for that day what he asks you to do. Brothers and sisters, he so loves us, and he loves us just as much as he loved the first people on this face of the earth. He wants for us what he wanted for them that you read about in the Gospels. He wanted that for us. I love him. I spend time every day with him. In these months of recovery, I've been able to spend more time with him, for which I am so grateful. But please, brothers and sisters, you can say, "Well, I don't understand it. I don't know what it means." Ask a friend. Ask the pastor of your parish. Ask somebody to give you, who could give you advice and help you to understand. Don't be ashamed. We all have things we don't understand. Please, brothers and sisters, let's grow in the knowledge and love of God. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.